Welcome to the radio broadcast. It's time, Christ in You Ministries. This is Brother Randy, a voice crying to the end time remnant, body of Christ. Now let us enter into the sanctuary and hear what the voice of the Lord is saying to our hearts.
I'd like to welcome you today to It's Time, Christ in You Ministry. This is Evangelist Randy Rollo welcoming you to hear the voice of the Lord by the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart through the Word of God, which is Spirit and life. God speaking to you through His Word for your very situation in your life. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this Word. We thank You for the Word that You placed in our hearts to speak to Your people that hear Your voice. Anoint the ears in the hearts of the people that receive Your word in Jesus' name, that they might be healed, set free, revitalized, revived, refreshed, awakened, delivered. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. St. John 4, starting at the fourth verse. And he must needs go through Samaria, talking about he being Jesus, the Christ. He had to go through Samaria. He had needs to go through Samaria because he knew what he was going to encounter before he got to Samaria. Just like God knows all about your life before your day comes tomorrow. He knows your tomorrow. He knows your next month. He knows your next years ahead. He knows all about you. He has predestinated your life. And that's why it's so important that we walk under the authority of the anointing of Christ in our life. Christ in you, the hope of glory. For God has ordered our steps. And sometimes what happens is in our lives, we go out of that authority that He has ordered for us because we don't have full understanding. For the enemy comes to devour us, to get us off track of what God has ordered for our lives. He comes, the thief comes to steal, kill, rob, and to destroy. But He's come, Jesus has come. He knows that we have a need, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So then cometh He to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. It was about 12 o'clock noon, and Jesus sat on the well. He has authority to sit on the well. Yes, yes, God knows all about everything, my brother, my sister. And so what the Lord is placing to my heart is to speak to you about letting Jesus meet you at the well. Let Jesus meet you at the well. There cometh a woman of Samaria at this 12 o'clock hour to draw water. And Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For you see, he was weary. He was human, but he was God in the flesh. But his body was weary, and he had need of drink. Then saith the woman, of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou being a Jew ask drink of me, which is a woman of Samaria? How be it that you asking me, a woman, a second class citizen, and not only that, a woman of Samaria who the Jews have nothing to do with, for I'm a Gentile. I'm an outcast. I'm a woman of the street. I've been on crack. I've been in a poverty. I've stolen in my life. I'm a prostitute. Because I've had to give my body to make money. I've lied. I've cheated. I've done all types of things that is just contrary to the word of God. And you're asking me to give you water? You're asking me to as a Jew, for me to do these things? And you're so superior of me? I have low self-esteem. I'm codependent. And you're asking me? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, if thou knewest the gift of God from above, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest ask of him, and he would have given thee living water. You see, all you have to do, beloved, is to ask Jesus for the living water. Living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and with the well is so deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh this water shall thirst again. Talking about the well water. Talking about the well water from the natural that is so deep. But whosoever drinketh this water, the water that I shall give unto them, shall never thirst again. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him. Excuse me. Shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. Do you desire this well of water that is so deep that Jesus has the authority that can spring up in you into everlasting life, no matter what you have done, no matter the things that you've said, no matter the things that has taken you on a life, on a journey that has made you tired, that has made you weak, that has made you weary, that has made you an outcast, that has brought you into a place where you feel that no one loves you, no one really cares, that has brought you into a place where you feel as though that the battle that you're in is just taken over and over and over again, and no one can help you. No one seems to really care. But Jesus is here today to speak to you, to let you know that at the well, you can meet him. And that well is deep, and you can draw life, living water from the well of life, from Jesus that will be in you, that will be in you to help you through your life's journey. Jesus said unto her again, Whosoever drinketh this water shall thirst again, but the water that I shall give, you shall never thirst again. And the woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not. You see, she was tired. She was weary. Are you tired and weary? Or perhaps you go to church Sunday after Sunday and you're still tired and weary. Perhaps you know the Lord personally, but you're tired and you're weary. But be not weary in well doing, beloved, for you shall reap if you faint not. But just draw from the well of water. Seek the Lord. Draw nigh to him, and he shall draw nigh to you. Jesus is at the well. The woman said unto him, I desire of this water. Jesus said unto her, Go and call thy husband, and come hither. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, Thou hast said well, I have no husband. You see, he knew that she didn't have a husband. He knew as a prophet. He knew as God. God knows all about your life, but he's waiting for you to be honest, to be honest, to be upright with him, and to repent, and to come to him straight just as you are. You don't have to put on a front and a formality and a thee and a thou, but just be straight. And Jesus said unto him, For thou hast had five husbands, and in whom thou hast now is not thy husband. And he said, You have said thou truly. And the woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. You see, she recognized that Jesus had an anointed to perceive that her life is what she told him. He knew all about her. And the woman said, Our fathers worship in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the But the hour cometh, and now is, when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. God does not care, beloved, who you are. He says, come as you are. Whether you're a Jew, whether you're a Gentile, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, you have a need. Just repent and come as you are. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. You see, it's worshiping God in your car, worshiping God in your home. It's worshiping God on the street as you walk down the street, as you're in your Kroger, as you're in your Pathmark, as you're in your ShopRite, as you're in your Publix, as you're at the flea market, wherever you are, as you're walking down your daily life, worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Verse 24, for God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ, which when he comes, he will tell us all things. And Jesus said unto her, I that speaketh unto thee am he. You see, the Holy Spirit that speaketh unto you, it is he, the live person of Jesus Christ, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he spoke unto the woman, and yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talketh unto her? The woman then left her water pots and went her way into the city, and said unto the men, come and see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? You see, it began at the well. It began at the well for this woman in Samaria. Jesus met her where she was, right there in her life. Jesus met her, and she went and told that, hey, this man has forgiven me of much, and I am now not the same because I have drawn from the well of the living water. Do you desire to draw from the well of the living water? No matter what God has done for you, that I speak unto that woman that is being abused in her home, that woman that's being misused by everyone and anyone that is abusing her and her emotions, that woman that has a calling on your life. God has called you to the ministry. God has called you to be a woman that will minister to other women, a woman that has gone through much in your life. God is saying, draw nigh unto him, draw nigh to this well of living water, and you shall receive an anointing to go forward in the name of Jesus. Just repent. Just ask God to forgive you of all your sins. Ask God to help you to walk this life daily, and he shall meet you at this well of living water. Believest thou this? All you have to do is call on the name of the Lord and ask him to forgive you for all that you've done. Ask him to help you, and he shall help you. For Jesus loves you, my beloved. God loves you. And if you desire to have prayer with me, call 609-273-2002. I'll be glad to join with you in prayer, and the anointing of the Lord shall set you free in the name of Jesus. God bless you until next week on the radio. Next week that we hear the voice of the Lord, may you understand that Jesus will meet you at the well of living water. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you. We love you. 609-273-2002. Call that number and we shall touch and agree in prayer, and we shall see what the Spirit of the Lord shall do in your life. God will set you free by his power. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.